Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV 18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormas Fatakia. You know, yesterday we were talking about the fact that it's a one step forward, two steps back kind of a case for our own markets, right? Because the Nifty and the Nifty Bank, after having one good day, they don't see any form of follow-up buying the next day to confirm that there is a trend that is in place. And that is exactly what transpired on the Nifty yesterday as well, after a very good session that it had on Monday, when it closed very close to last week's highs. It could not sustain at those levels. It crossed 25,200 again intraday, but could not sustain above those levels. The only positive is the fact that it has managed to hold on to that level of 25,000, but it has given up at least half of what it gained on Monday. 25,207 was that level from where the Nifty reversed. But the index that you're supposed to watch out for today is the Nifty Bank, and that is because it was an outperformer yesterday, and it was this outperformance that ensured that the Nifty still manages to hold on to that mark of 25,000. The Nifty Bank, it closed above 51,900 yesterday, and this is the first time since the 1st of October that it has managed to close above that mark of 51,900. So 52,000 will be the key level to watch for the Nifty Bank, and if that happens, it can open further upside for that index, and that may also ensure that the Nifty downside, if there is any, is capped. Broader markets did well yesterday. The mid-cap index was in the green, but the small-cap index was an outperformer. The Nifty struggled yesterday despite a very positive handover from Wall Street, and that positive handover today is missing. There was profit booking yesterday, and most of that profit booking came because of the sentiment dampening news flow that came in with regards to chip companies. Now, ASML, which is Europe's largest chip manufacturer and the most valued technology company, they came out with results a day before anticipated. That was because of a technical error, so then they had to disclose results. They cut their guidance for 2025. They're saying that the recovery that they were anticipating is not happening as per plan, and it is happening in a more gradual fashion. So the sales guidance for 2025 was cut, the gross margin guidance was cut, and as a result, ASML shares listed in Europe fell 15%, those listed in the US fell 16%, which was the biggest single day fall since 1998. So that came as a dampener for a lot of these chip companies like Nvidia and a lot of its peers as well. The other news flow that came in was reports around the fact that US officials are possibly discussing that the AI, advanced AI chips that Nvidia and a lot of these companies like AMD and others export, they want to put a cap on those exports to a lot of these countries. That came as a sentiment dampener as well. Nvidia was down 4.5%. AMD was down almost 5.5%. So, and a bit of dampener coming in there from the global picture. The only positive though is the falling oil prices. And IEA cut its demand forecast as well. So that will aid oil prices declining further. And that could aid a lot of these OMCs and oil sensitives as well. A lot of earnings reactions, HDFC Life, the management was a very positive management commentary that came in. So keep an eye out on that. The results though came during market hours. KI Industries will react to earnings, as will Alok Industries. Earnings today, Bajaj Auto is going to report results. The stock has already seen a very significant run up. So we'll see if the street has already priced in a relatively strong quarter. You can read the expectations on CNBCTV18.com. Among midcap, IT, Emphasis and LTTS, L&T Technology Services, will also be reporting results today. For now, Asia has opened lower. The GIFT Nifty is also indicating a negative start for our own markets. So we'll keep an eye out on that as well. Spoke of KEI Industries, but some of the other stocks that you need to keep an eye out for is Cochin Shipyard, and that is because the government has announced an offer for sale in the stock, and they will be selling up to 5% stake there. The floor price is 1540 rupees a share, which is around about an 8% discount to yesterday's closing price. The offer for sale is a base offer of 2.5%. And a greenshoe option as well of 2.5% will open for non-retail investors today and for retail investors tomorrow. So keep an eye out on Cochin Shipyard. The stock though has already corrected almost 45% from its peak. So keep an eye out on that. PNC Infratech continues to win orders. It has won another order worth 4,630 crores for two projects from the MSRDC. So PNC Infratech will be in focus. ONGC, keep an eye out on that one, because it has bought an additional 2.88% stake in ONGC Petro Editions, and that is a subsidiary. It has increased its stake to 94% now, but this almost 3% stake that it has bought is worth 5,500 crore rupees. So keep an eye out on ONGC as well. And also watch out for BSE, considering the run-up that the stock has seen in the recent past, and as a result of which Jefferies has downgraded the stock to an underperform rating, but raised its price target to 3,500 from 2,850 earlier. And they say that the near-term risk reward for BSE is unfavorable. So important levels to watch out for on the Nifty. The Nifty Bank is the index to watch out for. Oil sensitives are the ones to watch out for. The global handover is weak. The GIFT Nifty is indicating a weak start as well for our own markets. Is the Nifty Bank weekly expiry today. So a lot to watch out for. And stay tuned to CNBC TV 18 and CNBCTV18.com for the sharpest market insights. Thank you so much for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates.